I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Maron to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Maron at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Hi everyone, Alex here. We've been hard at work on loads of new stuff here at Rusty Towers recently, and we thought it would be a good idea to give you all a bit of an update on all things RQ and let you know the big news for the Magnus Archives. Firstly, the RQ network is growing faster than ever, meaning I get to give a warm welcome to some new shows, including The Diary of Eliza Schultz, created by Dylan Griggs. This standalone spin-off from Woebegone is a magical realist exploration of what it means to be a fictional character or what it means to write fiction. Next, we have Dice Shame, a fantasy comedy actual play podcast created by Joe Guthrie and Harlan Guthrie that balances both meta-comedy and in-character laughter and love to really bring out the heartfelt player and character growth. Alongside that, we've got Ain't Slain Nobody, a multi-award-winning American Old West Call of Cthulhu actual play with fast-paced and immersive sound design, written by Graham Patrick and both produced and hosted by Cuppy Cup. Then there's Tiny Terrors, a new found footage horror anthology podcast written by Cole Weavers, the creator of The Town Whispers, that explores the forgotten message boards of the Tiny Terrors offline scary story exchange. Keeping on with the horror, we have Nightlight, another horror anthology podcast that won the Ignite Award for Best Fiction, created and produced by Tonya Ransom. This features creepy stories with full audio production and is sure to keep you up at night. Not only that, we also get to announce Afflicted, their new horror thriller that launches on October 31st. Lovecraft Country meets True Blood in this seasonal anthology podcast, featuring characters who use the hoodoo belief system and a demonic book that wreaks havoc wherever it goes. You can hear all these shows and more over at rustyquill.com and wherever else you listen to your podcasts. Now, on top of all these new network shows, we've also been working on a whole bunch of RQ original content. Trice Forgotten, our found family pirate adventure drama, which is releasing right now, and Cry Havoc, Ask Questions Later, our ancient Roman comedy drama, which is set to release in 2023. Not only this, we've also recently wrapped the first season of Chapter and Multiverse, the latest RQ original interdimensional actual play, and we'll be updating on this and Neon Inkwell, our short-form fiction podcast collection, along with other projects next year. Now, as if all that isn't enough... Now that all you superfans have cracked the codes we've been putting out recently, I get to officially announce The Magnus Archives 2, a full three-season continuation of the Magnus Archives universe from the original creators, Jonathan Sims and myself. On October 30th, we're launching the pre-sign-up for a Kickstarter campaign which will help us fund all three seasons of the project and build it to even greater heights than the original whilst offering a bunch of rewards for backers. As part of this, we're also going to be celebrating the return with a welcome back stream on the same day over at twitch.tv/rusty_quill that will be featuring a few familiar faces. You can check out the show notes for links and details on that. Not only this, you can expect content to start flowing back into the Magnus Archives podcast feed as the wheels start turning again, starting with the Halloween double bill of 9 to midnight on October 31st. This special Halloween project by Harlan Guthrie of Malevolent and Dice Shame features amazing creators from across the RQ network and beyond, and even features a little bit of yours truly. But wait, there's more! As part of the return of Magnus, we're also inviting you to take part in the Rusty Fears 6 competition, which launches today. This is the 6th installment of our popular writing contest, and we're going bigger than ever, featuring 6 winners writing to the following prompts: Birds, Beach, Frozen, Game Show, Telescope, and Window. As always, a winner will be chosen for each prompt, and their story will be recorded and released on the Magnus Archives feed. Performers from the network will also be lending their voices this time, and even posting some of the winners on their own podcast feeds. And, if that isn't enough, fans will even get the chance to vote for a best of the best from the 6 winners, who will then be invited to write a statement for canonical inclusion in the Magnus Archives 2. Yeah, I know. For more info, including T's and C's, follow the link in the show notes. I think that's everything for now, apart from saying we cannot wait to start bringing you more of your favourite horror podcast. And, as always, thanks so much for your support as we work with all these talented creators to bring you the very best of audio fiction.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real frank discussions talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.